आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज कल्चर, क्विजीन एंड क्रिकेट डीपली कनेक्ट इंडिया एंड गायाना। President Draupadi Murmu says India can achieve developmental goals by embracing modern advancements while preserving and promoting its rich cultural heritage. Government to come out with a legal framework to ensure privacy of data, says Union Minister Piyush Goyal. EPFO adds 18,81,000 new members during September this year, recording a 9.33% growth. India and Maldives signed MOU to establish framework for promoting use of local currencies in cross-border transactions. And Bihar to host Khelo India Youth Games and Para Games in April next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that culture, cuisine and cricket deeply connect India and Guyana. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the National Cultural Centre in Georgetown, Guyana, Mr. Modi asserted that the commonalities provide a strong foundation for friendship between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi praised the Indo-Guyanese community and their contribution to the development of the Caribbean nation.
We have a shared history that binds us together. Common struggle against colonial rule, love for democratic values, and respect for diversity. We have a shared future that we want to create. Aspirations for growth and development, commitment towards economy and ecology, and belief in a just and inclusive world order.
The Prime Minister said that India's journey over the past decade has been one of scale, speed and sustainability. Mr. Modi said India will soon become the third largest economy of the world.
In just 10 years, India has grown from the 10th largest economy to the 5th largest. And soon we will become third largest. Our youth have made us the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. India is a global hub for e-commerce, AI, fintech, agriculture, technology and more.
Mr. Modi also commended the Indian diaspora for preserving their culture and traditions. He invited them to visit their ancestral land. The Prime Minister said the members of the Indian diaspora are the ambassadors of Indian culture and values. After completing a very warm and productive visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for New Delhi. Mr. Modi has addressed the National Assembly of Guyana. He said the essence of democracy first encourages India to progress together, partnering for everyone's advancement. Mr. Modi said the principle of humanity first guides the decision-making process. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Marking yet another significant moment in the global diplomatic outreach, Mr. Modi addressed the Parliament of Guyana. This was the 14th such instance when Prime Minister Modi spoke on behalf of people of India in the parliaments of foreign nations. He holds the distinction of being the Indian Prime Minister with the highest number of addresses to the foreign parliament. Over the years, Mr. Modi has delivered speeches in legislative chambers across the world, from Americas to Europe, Africa, Australia and Asia. His addresses, which transcend continents, are a testament to India's growing influence on the global stage. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that India can achieve its developmental goals by embracing modern advancements while preserving and promoting its rich cultural heritage. Speaking at Koti Deepotsavam in Hyderabad, the President emphasized India's progress towards holistic and inclusive development.
मुझे विश्वास है कि आधुनिकता को अपनाने के साथ साथ अपने गौरवशाली संस्कृति के संरक्षण और प्रचार प्रसार के माध्यम से हम विकास के लक्ष्यों को शीघ्र प्राप्त कर सकेंगे।
She said to achieve this vision, we must move forward together and contribute to building a Viksit Bharat. The president expressed her happiness at attending the event, which she described as a celebration of Telugu art, culture and heritage. Today, President Murmu will formally inaugurate the 4th Lok Manthan at Shilparamam in Hyderabad. More from our correspondent.
Lok Manthan serves as a vibrant platform for dialogue, reflection and cultural exchange, spotlighting global narratives of resilience and preservation. Ever since it started in 2016, Lok Manthan is being held biennially by Pragya Vahini at a different place in a different state. For the first time in the southern part of the country, Hyderabad is hosting the unique cultural exchange as several ancient and preserved religious communities from various parts of the world, including the West Asia, are joining together at the 4th Lok Manthan. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day visit to Hyderabad, will be formally inaugurating the 4th edition of Lok Manthan later this morning. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has announced that the government will introduce a legal framework to ensure privacy of data, advocating India as a prime destination for investment in technology and innovation. The minister highlighted that alongside its robust legal system, India plans to implement a new framework that will enable the secure and free flow of data among trusted partners. Speaking at the UK-India Business Council's UK-India Technology Futures Conference, Mr. Goyal emphasized the need to understand the intersection of the digital world and sustainability issues in the future. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO has registered a net addition of 18,81,000 members during September this year, recording a 9.33% growth compared to the same month last year. Labour and Employment Ministry said that the surge in numbers can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The provisional payroll data showed that EPFO enrolled 9,47,000 new members in September of the current fiscal year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Reserve Bank of India and the Maldives Monetary Authority, MMA, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to establish a framework for promoting the use of local currencies, Indian rupee and Maldivian rufiah, in cross-border transactions. The MOU was signed by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das and MMA Governor Ahmed Munawar in Mumbai yesterday. The MOU encourages the use of Indian rupee, INR, and Maldivian rupiah, MVR, in current account transactions, permissible capital account transactions, and any other economic or financial transactions agreed upon by both countries. Janajatiya Gaurav Pakhwada is being observed by educational institutions across the country to mark the legacy of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The nationwide celebration honors India's rich tribal heritage and the contributions of the tribal communities. Our correspondent reports that the government has launched various schemes for the development and upliftment of the tribal communities.
The central government is committed to transforming tribal lives by focusing on both economic empowerment and infrastructure. The Tribal Cooperative Marking Federation of India, TRIFED, has empowered over 2,18,000 artisan families, facilitating the sale of more than 1 lakh tribal products through its retail network, Tribes India. Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Vocal for Local initiative, over 75 tribal products have received geographical indication tags. In 2024, several items including the japi, a bamboo hat from Assam, the dongri akond shawl from Odisha, and Yak Churpi, a fermented product from Arunachali Yak milk, received GI tags. Further, the inception of the Adi Mahotsav in 2017 has promoted tribal entrepreneurship and cultural exchange in various locations across India. This festival has witnessed 37 editions so far and featured over 1,000 tribal artisans, showcasing a rich variety of tribal art, artifacts, handicrafts and cuisine. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
Today marks day two of film screenings at the 55th International Film Festival of India. Over 70 films are scheduled to be screened, spanning various genres, languages and countries of production. The masterclasses, which saw an impressive turnout yesterday, will continue to offer more valuable insights today. Renowned film personalities, including Nagarjuna Akineni, Vidhu Vinod Chopra and Mani Ratnam, are set to engage with audiences. Festival segments such as the Safarnama exhibition and Ifiesta, which were inaugurated last evening, are expected to attract larger crowds and greater attention today. Apart from this, a fresh lineup of events awaits the participants and viewers, promising an exciting day today. More from our correspondent.
One of the most anticipated moments of the day is going to be the IFFI parade, which will light up the streets as it moves from the Entertainment Society of Goa office to Kala Academy. The Sky Lantern competition, which will be held along the parade route, promises to add a magical touch to the festivities. Participants will also have the chance to win cash prizes. Meanwhile, the Film Bazaar, a hub for producers, distributors and industry stakeholders to connect, network and collaborate, is expected to witness significant activity. Yesterday was a remarkable day for film enthusiasts who turned up in thousands from far and wide to celebrate cinema. Today promises to be even more exciting, with more films lined up for eager audiences. With Om Vesh Upadhyay, this is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Goa.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that Bihar will host the Khelo India Youth Games and Para Games in April next year. He said Bihar has recently showcased its capability to host major sporting events like the Women's Asian Champions Trophy Hockey. Dr. Mandavia said the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to bring the Khelo India Games to every corner of the country. The minister said sports will play a pivotal role in realizing the vision of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. He said Bihar is an integral part of the ministry's plans to develop infrastructure and provide support to athletes from the grassroots level. There are 38 Khelo India centres in Bihar and one Khelo India State Centre of Excellence catering to athletes at all levels. In cricket, India were 11-1 against Australia in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy when reports last came in. Earlier, India's stand-in captain Jasprit Bumrah won the toss and elected to bat first at Optus Stadium in Perth. In badminton, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the men's singles quarterfinal at the China Masters 2024 in Shenzhen this morning. Lakshya secured his spot by defeating Denmark's Rasmus Gemke 21-16, 21-18 in the second round yesterday. In men's doubles, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the Danish pair of Kim Astrup and Anders Skarup Rasmussen in the quarterfinal. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Matthew.
Thank you, Naresh. Under the headline, Udhav Sena, Congress resume battle for CM before results, the Asian Age writes that even before counting of votes begins in Maharashtra, the differences between the state Congress and Shiv Sena UBT have resurfaced. A picture in the Hindu shows flashes over the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, saying that Kyiv has accused Russia of launching an ICBM. U.S. seeks Google breakup to fix search monopoly is a front-page headline in Financial Express. Milk Wars Nandini all set to invade Delhi, clash with Mother Dairy, Karnataka's dairy cooperative, to sell four variants of cow milk, curd, buttermilk, reports the Hindu Business Line. And finally, news that is surely going to make the coffee lover sit up. The Indian Express reports that a Scottish farm is selling the UK's most expensive cup of coffee at $344. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says culture, cuisine and cricket deeply connect India and Guyana. President Draupadi Murmu says India can achieve developmental goals by embracing modern advancements while preserving and promoting its rich cultural heritage. Government to come out with a legal framework to ensure privacy of data, says Union Minister Piyush Goyal. EPFO adds 18,81,000 new members during September this year, recording a 9.33% growth. India and Maldives sign MOU to establish framework for promoting use of local currencies in cross-border transactions, and Bihar to host Khelo India Youth Games and Para Games in April next year. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.